you talk about your three top rookies, Doug Martin, Barron, and Lavonte David? Just what it means to have those guys as part of the foundation looking forward. I mean, you must think you've got some special players there, I would think, and in three different spots, all of them probably crucial to what you want to do. So.
I do. I'm thrilled to have them in our organization. I think they're all really good players, and they're going to be great players as they develop in this organization. So very blessed to have them, and we need to go get some more of them.
I assume this year pretty much confirmed what you hoped you'd get out of those kind of guys or what they would be for this organization, the way they play.
I think you could say that, yeah.
But can you expand that a little bit maybe to the whole rookie class? I mean, some guys played more than others. But just in general, did you get the kind of production you hoped for out of this class?
Well, just be particular. Who do you want to – who do you want to talk about?
Well, I guess let's talk with some of the other guys. I mean, obviously, a guy like Leonard Johnson comes out of nowhere and mm-hmm. plays. And Michael Smith didn't play. But just in terms of watching these guys out there every day, you know what kind of ability they have.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those later-round picks, did you kind of – some of that kind of apply there in the – maybe long-term, some of those guys?
Well, I think certainly, you get a guy like Leonard who's a free agent and comes in and plays as much football as he did for us and made plays. It's not where he just kind of filled in. The guy made plays, and sure. I thought he played well Sunday. So, that's a bonus when you can do that, obviously, and an undrafted college free agent. Be a guy that can play for you, that's great. And, he's a great kid having the program and works extremely hard. Keith Tandy, another guy who has been up and down depending on the needs of the week, but dependable guy, football smart guy. Najee Good, same thing, has been down most weeks, but he was up last week, and I thought he played well on special teams and a guy that I think has promise. Who else did you mention? Mike Smith. Yeah, I think Mike's got promise. He really – most of the time you see him on the show team, but he's done a really good job. Individual periods, when we do opportunity periods, all those kind of things, he really shows that he's got some stuff. And, the preseason isn't that long ago. I remember he did some things. It's just been a numbers issue getting him up, but he's a good football player.
Coach, what does it mean to you to have Gerald McCoy named to the Pro Bowl?
I'm really thrilled for Gerald first and foremost, and I'm happy for the organization. I hope that this is a long string of those kind of things over the years. Certainly, there's other players I thought were deserving too on our team. But, you go with the flow, and the vote is the vote, and that's what you do. So I'm thrilled for Gerald, and we have a few others that are alternates that I'm happy them. As I told all the guys, that's a reflection not only on their own skills and their own performance this year, but also on their teammates. Nobody plays this game alone. It's the ultimate team game. So for you to do well, you need 10 other guys around you that are doing their job. And, I think the whole team can take some joy and some pride in that some of their guys were recognized. And, usually what happens, you win, even more guys get recognized. It usually goes along with winning, right, the bigger numbers. And that's what we need to do. We need to win, and there'll be more of that to go around.
Greg, can you talk a little bit, obviously it helps stuff the run. McCoy's a Pro Bowler. Bennett's had a good season. Where does this pass rush stand? I mean, the sacks aren't necessarily there, but going forward, how much do you like this pass rush getting better and better?
Well, I think we'll get better. I think we have gotten better, but I think we'll make big strides. We have to. Pass rush, sacks, pass coverage, they're all tied together. So sometimes if you can cover for just another half a second, you're going to get a sack because the quarterback won't pull the trigger. Sometimes if you can just get a little bit closer, you can just get that hand up to alter the throw that much, you get it. You get a PBU or you get an interception. So it all ties together, and none of it has been good enough consistently. It's been good enough at times, but none of the phases that fit together, and there's more to it than even that. There's the pre-snap disguise and all those things. But we'll get better, and that'll help us be a better defense.
Seen enough from Eric, right, to know that he can play for you this week?
Haven't made a decision yet what we're going to do there, no.
Greg, the anomaly of being first against the rush on defense and last against the pass, some of that I understand because guys are throwing the ball more often against your team, so they're going to get more yards. But is that kind of galling to you, to give up that kind of pass yardage on the season? I mean, there's a chance you could break an NFL record. for most passing yardage. And with your pedigree and the, you know, and your background, is that particularly grating to you?
Anomaly is an interesting word. Yeah, that was interesting.
And shouldn't theoretically being good against the run help your pass defense in a way?
Theoretically, sure. Like I just kind of, you know, we tied the pass coverage into the pass rush, and we tied them together. That's really what it boils down to, you know. And we just have to get better at it. Yeah, is it frustrating? Yeah, it's frustrating. But you know, you look at it half full or half empty. You know, part of our situation has been improved immensely. Part of it hasn't. So we got to get the other part. Keep that one part where it is, and bring the other part up. But there is progress. It's not both. You know, so there's progress, just not as much as any of us would like.
When you look at Mark Barron, one of those rookies you talked about, in the last couple of weeks anyway, have you seen his play sort of plateau a little bit? Do you think that there's any mental fatigue? I mean, it's a lot to try to process that he's come in and played. I know he's capable of it, but what do you think of Mark's play, like in the last few weeks?
I think his play in the last few weeks has gone like this. Really? Yeah, I think he's played his best football last couple of weeks. I think he's got a second wind, and I think he's getting it better, understands it better, feels it better. Yeah.
I know Roy Miller plays a position that's not really defined by the stats that he puts up. But what has he shown you this season, which is he's been primarily healthy for the most part?
Well, Roy, yeah, he has, and he's been a very integral part of our defense, mostly our run defense. You know, he's more of a two-down guy. He's not, you know, you don't see him in there in the dime in the pass rush package on third down, but he is a heck of a run stopper and plays the position, you know, we call the tilt nose in our defense. He plays it very well, and he's really custom built to play it. I mean, his traits really, really fit the position.
This offense has done a lot of good things this year, Greg. I saw that look. And you did it without two Pro Bowl guards for most of the season. You look at that kind of getting two extra draft picks next year to first rounders, or how do you look at the way this offense could even be better next year?
Well, I'm excited to get a bunch of those guys back, you know, but that's, as I've said all season long, that's life in the NFL. You're going to lose guys. We happen to lose some guys that are the best at what they do in the world, but I can't wait to get them back, not only because of their play, but what they bring, their experience, their leadership. Yeah, that's an exciting thing to think about, but right now we don't have them, so we got to go win a game Sunday without him, and the guys who have stepped in have done a real good job. And, you know, again, I'll make mention of it because I think it deserves so. Jeremy Zutow moving over in a crunch and playing guard the whole year is a testament to his kind of what his makeup is. So I'm grateful for that. All right, guys, thanks.